Track 2.16. Read and listen to the text. Who is Octavia Butler? Why is she important in literature?
Octavia Butler.
Books are amazing. There is no need to say more. They play an essential role in everyone's life by introducing a world filled with imagination. As we know, books are divided into two main categories: fiction and non-fiction. There are also many subcategories, which are called genres. A book's genre will inform its content and style during the writing process. Some book lovers prefer genres such as gothic or mystery, while others like horror or fantasy. They also love different forms of narratives, such as poetry, short stories, etc. In addition, it is not always a book that has an impact on us. It is also the story of a writer that inspires us. Octavia Butler is one of them. Octavia Butler, an American woman who came from a very poor background, was born in 1947. She managed to become one of the best science fiction authors in American history, receiving several major literary awards, including the Nebula and Hugo Awards. In 1995, she was the very first sci-fi writer to receive a MacArthur Genius Fellowship. However, her life was filled with self-doubt, bullying, and rejections almost every day until she proved otherwise. She was the only child of a housemaid and a shoeshyman who were deeply religious and very poor. She accompanied her mum to her cleaning work at the houses of wealthy white people and witnessed how people mistreated her. She was suffering from a form of dyslexia, which made her a target for bullies at school. She was led to believe that she was weird, ugly, and stupid. As a result, she was extremely shy, and therefore she devoted herself to reading in the library. She was passionate about reading science fiction magazines and writing stories from an early age, but discouraged by her family. She won her first prize in a writing contest during her college years, which also provided her with enough money to keep writing. She became a part of Black Power movement, but despite all efforts, she couldn't manage to find the breakthrough she was aspiring for. One day, while she was working with a group called Open Door Workshop, her path crossed with Harlan Hellison, who was a science fiction writer of one Star Trek episode. Hellison was profoundly impressed by Butler's narration. The author encouraged Butler to take part in a six-week workshop on sci-fi writing, which proved a significant breakthrough moment in her entire career. The Patternist was her first successful book. It takes place in a future where human beings are categorized into three groups according to their genetics. These people are called Clayarchs, who have telepathic skills and animalistic superpowers. The story is decorated with futuristic images, together with today's world problems like race inequality or gender issues. Octavia Butler wrote many more novels and short stories until her death in 2006. She became one of the most celebrated science fiction authors in the United States. Her life story remains to be an example of what can be accomplished if you pursue your dreams and aspirations, regardless of socioeconomic setbacks.